We're reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 11, the universal form, text. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Sudur Darsham Idam Rupam Drishtavana Siyan Mama Devapyasya Rupasya Nitam Darshanakankshinaha. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Sudur Darsham, very difficult to see. Idam, this. Rupam, form. Drishtavan asi, as you have seen, yat, which, mama, of mine, devaha, the demigods, api, also, asya, this, rupasya, form, nityam, eternally. Darshanakankshinaha, aspiring to see. Translation on purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. The Supreme Personality of God has said, my dear Arjuna, this form of mine you are now seeing is very difficult to behold. Even the demigods are ever seeking the opportunity to see this form which is so dear. Purport. In the 48th verse of this chapter, Lord Krishna concluded revealing his universal form and informed Arjuna that this form is not possible to be seen by so many pious activities, sacrifices, etc. Now here the word Sudur Darsham is used, indicating that Krishna's two-handed form is still more confidential. One may be able to see the universal form of Krishna by adding a little tinge of devotional service to various activities like penances, Vedic study, and philosophical speculation. It may be possible, but without a tinge of bhakti one cannot see. That has already been explained. Still, beyond that universal form, the form of Krishna with two hands is still more difficult to see, even for demigods like Brahma and Lord Shiva. They desire to see him, and we have evidence in the Srimad Bhagavatam that when he was supposed to be in the womb of his mother, Devaki, all the demigods from heaven came to see the marvel of Krishna, and they offered nice prayers to the Lord, although he was not at that time visible to them. They waited to see him. A foolish person may deride him, thinking him an ordinary person, and may offer respect not to him, but to the impersonal something within him. But these are all nonsensical postures. Krishna, in his two-armed form, is actually desired to be seen by demigods like Brahma and Shiva. In Bhagavad Gita 9.11, it is also confirmed, Avajananti Mamuda Manushim Tanum Ashrita. He is not visible to the foolish persons who deride him. Krishna's body, as confirmed by Brahma Samhita and confirmed by Krishna himself in Bhagavad Gita, is completely spiritual and full of bliss and eternality. His body is never like a material body, but for some, who make a study of Krishna by reading Bhagavad Gita or similar Vedic scriptures, Krishna is a problem. For one using a material process, Krishna is considered to be a great historical personality and very learned philosopher. But he is an ordinary man, and even though he was so powerful, he had to accept a material body. Ultimately, they think that the absolute truth is impersonal. Therefore, they think that from his impersonal feature he assumed a personal feature attached to material nature. This is a materialistic calculation of the Supreme Lord. Another calculation is speculative. Those who are in search of knowledge also speculate on Krishna and consider him to be less important than the universal form of the Supreme. Thus, some think that the universal form of Krishna, which was manifested to Arjuna, is more important than his personal form. According to them, the personal form of the Supreme is something imaginary. They believe that in the ultimate issue, the absolute truth is not a person. But the transcendental process is described in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, to hear about Krishna from authorities. That is the actual Vedic process, and those who are actually in the Vedic line hear about Krishna from authority, and by repeated hearing about him, Krishna becomes dear. As we have several times discussed, Krishna is covered by his yoga maya potency. He is not to be seen or revealed to anyone and everyone. Only by one to whom he reveals himself can he be seen. This is confirmed in Vedic literature. For one who is a surrendered soul, the absolute truth can actually be understood. The transcendentalist, by continuous Krishna consciousness and by devotional service to Krishna, can have his spiritual eyes opened and can see Krishna by revelation. Such a revelation is not possible even for the demigods. Therefore, it is difficult even for the demigods to understand Krishna. And the advanced demigods are always in hope of seeing Krishna in his two-handed form. The conclusion is that although to see the universal form of Krishna is very, very difficult and not possible for anyone and everyone, it is still more difficult to understand his personal form as Shyamasundara. It's a long purport by Srila Prabhupada, and he details a few ideas. One is that we should understand Krishna by following Sri Guru Parampara. And he gives a few ways in which people don't understand Krishna because they are not following Sri Guru Parampara. And I'll come back to this point. And another point is that seeing Krishna is very rare. It's not so easy to see Krishna. We know from Srimad Bhagavatam that Krishna doesn't appear in every Kali Yuga. Oh, actually, he doesn't appear in Kali Yuga. He appears in Dvapara. But he doesn't appear in... he appears once in every day of Brahma. So, and after Lord Krishna disappears, Lord Chaitanya appears. And it's similar. He doesn't appear in every Kali Yuga. He appears once in a day of Brahma, which means one out of 1,000 Kali Yuga. So it's quite rare. And also when he appears, it's this prediction that for 10,000 years there will be a golden age and then Kali Yuga will resume. So it's really rare. And we should, coming back to this, to the Parampara system. Yesterday was the appearance day of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati. And we heard like three classes from Srila Prabhupada on this topic. And if you hear the classes, you'll see that Srila Prabhupada gives the same thing, says the same things. It's three classes he gives in different years, in different locations. Two times in Mayapur, once in the US, in Atlanta, I think. And he gives the same ideas. He doesn't speak so much about the life of Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj. He speaks more about the mission. And the mission is that is the same as the mission of Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya wanted that this chanting of Hare Krishna is happening in every town and village. That's all. And of course we are invited to do that. So this is an open instruction from Lord Chaitanya, from our parampara. We should chant Hare Krishna, follow the process ourselves, and broadcast this message to everyone. And when it says every town and village, it literally means every town and village. Now in Slovenia there's not so many towns and villages, so so we're a bit fortunate. And there's quite some Harinams. We've done some part of the work, but there's of course a lot more to be done. And this holy name is really attractive. It's very attractive. In the text, Krishna says to see this form which is so dear, because Krishna is very attractive. Is the most attractive, and the holy name is really very, very attractive. You can see this. I will just give some example after. And speaking about Lord Chaitanya, we have the classical Lord Chaitanya, devotees of Lord Chaitanya, which are Jagai and Madai. So we can relate to this, to them, because I was at some point discussing with someone who was just coming to Bhakti Yoga. And I was somehow speaking about my life in before Krishna consciousness. And then when this person heard what I was doing before, I mean, nothing spectacular for Kali Yuga, this person said, "Oh, there is hope for me also." I said, "Oy, there is hope. If you could manage, then I can manage also." So Jagai and Madai, there are personalities which we can, most of us can relate to them. We're in our own way, most of the devotees were Jagais and Madais. And one very interesting thing about Jagai and Madai, before this meeting Lord Nityananda, one evening, Lord Chaitanya had kirtan, in these famous kirtans. And Jagai and Madai, they were on the bay of the Ganges, I think. So they were hearing from the distance these kirtans. And they thought it's Durga Puja. I mean, Jagai and Madai were Vedic rascals. They were rascals, but they were Vedic rascals. They were so they liked Durga Puja. So then next day after one such kirtan, they said, "Oh, Durga Puja, oh, really, really nice, really nice. They are doing nice things." So the day after, they met Lord Chaitanya. I said, "Whoa, very nice Durga Puja yesterday. Next time you can invite us and we will bring the meat and the wine." So they offer to give a donation also. So you can see this is very practical. And this is, we can relate to, this is what is happening today also. We were Thursday in Celje. And we were in the evening after program. It was like 8 something. And we're going back to the car. And I was taking the trolley. And Bhakta Luka gave me the mridanga to hold it, because he was going up. He forgot something. So I was holding it. And then I go out. And I was thinking, okay, I have mridanga, what to do? Like, if you have a hammer, you think you have to use the hammer. So I had a mridanga. So I was like, boom, 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 boom. Like,
I can play the mridanga. But I was boom, boom. And then I see two guys drinking some beers on a table and looking like. So then I just go to the book bag, grab two books and go to them. Hey guys, what's up? Hi, cool. Now what we do in Sankirtan. And I give them each a book. I said, oh, you can give a donation, you know. And they took the books, they gave a donation. And actually, they told me that they were listening to the kirtan, because it was kirtan evening in the center in Celia. They were listening to the kirtan and they were thinking before, whoa, this is cool party. So then instantly this story with Jagai and Madai, I was like, okay, this is the same story over and over again, you know. Here's the current age Jagai and Madai, here they are drinking some beer, and they gave some donations, so that's cool. So these are the people, and you can see this, the potency of this Harinam Sankirtan is still there for some reason. We were on Friday, we were going to Duplek. Duplek, someone told me that Duplek is an example of in Slovenia for a place where nothing is happening. It's like it's a Duplek. Sorry. But yeah, we have our friend from Duplek, so we said, okay, let's go to Duplek. So we went to Duplek, and he said, there's no people here, we will distribute maximum 5 books. I said, no way. So we went out and we started the Harinam, and we distributed like 30-40 books in Duplek. We met like 100 people maximum. And that was really interesting. We met some people, they were sacrificing a pig. I mean, sacrificing is not really the proper word to use in this connection, because there was nothing sacred about what they were doing. So we parked somewhere up, so we were going down, and we passed by and with Harinam, and they were waving. They were like, Jai. They were very, they really liked it. So then we went down, and after 1 hour or something, we came back. And then we said, okay, let's go. Let's see what these guys are up to. So we went down. Domen took some cookies, I took some books. It was really Kali Yuga scene. You know, in the but anyway, they were full of blood, you know. So we tried to speak to them, mostly Domen, because my Slovenian is doesn't go beyond yoga, meditatio, karma, reincarnatio, dai donatio. So. But anyway, these guys also offered to give a donation. they had some alcohol, you know, this, so they offer to help with the donation. Okay, no, you can keep the book and it's okay, no. So, it's really interesting that these are the people this movement is for. know? These people who are just eating meat, drinking alcohol, doing all this kind of things. Lord Chaitanya came for these people, and he wants to give his mercy to all these people. It's amazing, and many of these people read these books at some point. You give them the books, they hear the Harinam. They read the books, and many of these people change. Many, it's like in the beginning, Srila Prabhupada was preaching and he had some disciples and they were all former hippies. And then they would look at the Shiguru Parampara, you know, like Lord Brahma, Narada Muni, Lord Chaitanya, Madhvacharya before Lord Chaitanya, Srila Rupa, the six Goswamis, Narottam Das Thakur, all these great Vaishnava saints, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. And then they realized someone from us will be the next. They were thinking, oh, no way. But actually, it happened. You know, many of these hippies, former hippies, they are the spiritual masters that we see now, and we see that they have they are completely different persons from what they were before. So there's still this potency in Lord Chaitanya's movement. So the potency is still there, and we have to. One of the things Srila Prabhupada was saying in these classes he gave on Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj's appearances, he said that, okay, now I'm an old man. Sometimes he would say this, and I will give this leave this mission in the hands of my disciples, and they will move it forward. So, yeah, now his disciples are not so young anymore, and then a new generation that he was always addressing young people. Please take this Krishna consciousness movement and spread it all over. So this movement, we are. Srila Prabhupada is still calling for us. Okay, please take this this mission of Lord Chaitanya. Please go with it in every town and village. Yeah, for now in Slovenia, but also in other places. And yeah, as I said, the potency is still. Sometimes you go to some cities, and you're like, no way, what am I doing here? No, really, you're thinking like we were in Škofja Loka. It was empty. It was we go in the evening. It was empty, but still, some people are coming. And some people come and take the books, and you're like, how this is happening? So in the beginning, in Srila Prabhupada's times, this was the mood. Prahladananda Maharaj says many times that there was this mood that we just go out, Harinam, Sankirtan, distribute books, and everything else will come. Like today we were with Bhakta Domen in Sankirtan, and we were thinking, what will we eat? Which is not a problem. But we were thinking, should we buy something? And I said, no way. And then I found that the prasadam was finished at some point. But by the time we went back, we met, there was Bhakta Alexander somewhere, and he said, oh, you're coming from Sankirtan, oh, come. And then we went to the dining room, and then there were some donuts, and everything was provided. There was no worries. So, if you look at Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, his mood was really this of preaching. His mood was really of preaching. There's a few stories. One of them, which is quite famous, I'm not sure if it's true, but probably it is. There was it was Ekadashi. So in the usually the devotees were fasting Nirjal on Ekadashi, not like us. So they were fasting, and around at some point Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj comes, and all the devotees are like you know, without no energy. And then Maharaj looks at them and they're like, what's going on? What's up with you? And then well, you know, Maharaj, Ekadashi, we're fasting, we have no energy. So then Maharaj came and said, yes, okay, then you go make a khichdi and go out and preach. Don't waste your time here. So, the other example, His Holiness Chandramouli Maharaj gave, yesterday, that they were constructing a temple, and they were the workers were too slow because they had to smoke from time to time. So they had to roll these cigarettes, and it took a lot of time, and then construction was very really slow. So Maharaj personally, this is what Chandramouli Maharaj, he was personally rolling the cigars. Just, okay, we have to preach, you have to finish this temple. And what one other example I heard was that there was some British governor, some very, very important personality who was visiting one of the temples, or I don't know exactly the details. And Maharaj said that, okay, they are accustomed to eating meat, so he made one of the brahmacharis who are cooking, he asked him to cook some meat for him, for these British people. No? Yeah. not something to be imitated. But because this was so important for the preaching mission, he was willing to do many things which you would not do otherwise. But he said, okay, we have to preach and we have to expand this mission of Lord Chaitanya. So this is what we received. This appearance of Lord Chaitanya is very rare, and this message which we received from Lord Chaitanya is really very rare. And sometimes we tend to take it lightly, but we are very fortunate. Here it says that the demigods are looking for an opportunity to meet Krishna, to see Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya is giving everything, like, you know, like in a shop, you have some, in the beginning they ask for the normal price, and after some time they're like, okay, just give something. like how we do in Sankirtan. You meet sometimes these young people. They're like looking in all the pockets and how much for the books. Usually people give like this. They're like checking and nothing, and checking this pocket, and then you're like, just give something, and then you're like, still they don't find anything, and then you're like, just take it, just take it, just take it, and go. Just please read one story. Sometimes we even go a bit further. We have one devotee. I was going in Sankirtan with one devotee in Romania, and he had one guy. He said that if you give me €1, I will take the book. And this devotee actually gave him €1 to take the book. So actually, Lord Chaitanya is that very simple. Please take it. Just take it. So this is the mood of Lord Chaitanya. This is the mood of this is how we got here. And we should somehow extend this mood to others. One of the things that Srila Prabhupada was quoting in the class from this morning is the famous verse from Prahlad Maharaj, which is really inspiring. So he said, Prahlad Maharaj speaks a bit about the mood we should have to. And he says, his prayers to Lord Nishimha. He said, O best of the great personalities, I'm not at all afraid of material existence, for wherever I stay, I'm fully absorbed in thoughts of your glories and activities. My concern is only for the fools and rascals who are making elaborate plans for material happiness and maintaining their families, societies, and countries. I'm simply concerned with love for them. So Prahlad Maharaj, he doesn't think, oh, what will I eat for lunch? Where will I sleep? What clothes will I wear? Prahlad Maharaj is only concerned how to give this Krishna consciousness to others. And this is something we can, a bit of this we can imbibe, and that's the mood of Lord Chaitanya, that's the mood of all the Vaishnavas. So yeah, there's probably still a few towns and villages in Slovenia which we didn't go to. And if we went, we can go again. And in these towns and villages, there are still some jagais and madais who who are waiting for some books while slaughtering a pig or doing whatever, drinking some beers or doing whatever. And that's what we are called to do. And that's. That's what Srila Prabhupada was speaking about in all these lectures about Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj. Okay, I'll stop here. If there's some comments, concerns, questions.
Hare Krishna. Thanks for your realizations. You know, when sometimes Lord Chaitanya gave so, I mean, he's so merciful, you know, you just speak about it, and Jagannath Sutta was having a lecture in Maribor, you know, the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And I just sometimes see him as like Chota Haridas, you know the story of Chota Haridas. He was like really, really strict to some of his devotees, and sometimes to me it seems like contradictory, you know. I mean, it's not, but still sometimes I think that Lord Chaitanya would just smash me, you know. It's like, so in one way he's so merciful that he gives mercy to the people, like, you know, killing others, and but on the other hand, to his followers he was.
Yeah, this this example of Chota Haridas is like what they call in India punish the daughter, so the daughter-in-law will get the proper behavior. The principle is that he uses his personal associates to give an example that this kind of behavior is not appropriate. Actually, Chota Haridas, he was not really at fault, you know. It depends where you read it. If you read it in teachings of Lord Chaitanya, he was speaking with a lady alone. But if you read in Chaitanya the actual what happened, he was going to beg some rice on the order of some devotee, I don't remember who, and this lady was really an old lady. It was not Madhavi Devi. So he was not really at fault. But it's sometimes this is done to give an example that this behavior
is very dangerous, because in the case of Chota Haridas, probably he wasn't affected, but in our case, it's like this man-female association, this is really risky. It's really risky business, so we should be very strict. We should maybe be more strict on this. Anyway, that's probably other topic. And what we should not think, okay, the Lord Chaitanya is very merciful, so I can do whatever I want. So the mercy is there. We should be very merciful to others, but we should be very strict with ourselves. We should not just say, oh, Lord Chaitanya is very merciful. This is similar to this offense of performing sinful activities based on the power of the Holy Name. So, yeah, it's good to think that Lord Chaitanya will smash you. it's good not to be too loose. So. Okay, thank you so much. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai.